צריך גם בעזלם ומישנה דלת שלושה קטנה שניתו פיה תמי a small glass container that the neck has been broken off is tmei, it's mekabel tuma. It continues to be considered a kli even though the neck is broken. As a small glass jar that's held in one hand, when you hold it, you can be careful not to touch the broken edges, and therefore you won't hurt yourself, so you continue to use a kli. So it's mekabel tuma. Ugdoila shanita pia tahara. But a large glass container that the neck is broken off is tar. It will no longer be mekabel tuma. And since a large glass container has to be held with both hands, and since it's held with both hands, it's difficult to make sure that you do not touch the jagged edges from the broken neck. Therefore, you're in danger of hurting yourself when you use this kli, so you won't use it. It's no longer considered a kli, and it's not makabel tumah. Shapalait on shenito pia taira mipnei shehisa reches esaya. A small glass container that holds perfume that the neck is broken off is tar because it scratches the hand. As a person will frequently put his finger by the opening of a perfume jar in order to get a little perfume on his finger. And now that the neck is broken, he'll cut his hand when he does so, so therefore it's no longer considered a kli and it's not makabel tumah. Legigin gedolim shenito pihen tumah. Very large glass kalim that the neck is broken off would continue to be makabel tumah. Mipnei shehu mitaknan lekvashim. Because it will not then to be used for pickling vegetables. And since they're very large containers, you can pickle vegetables in them. And even though the neck is broken, it doesn't make a difference, as you do not handle the container very often, since the vegetables are pickled in there and stay in there a very long time, so therefore it can continue to be used and would be makabel tumah. A large glass funnel that's used to funnel grain into the mill. The opening on top is very large, while the opening on the bottom is small, and you put a lot of tavua inside the large opening, and the tavua will come out slowly into the mill. Such a funnel is tar, it's not makabel tumah, as glass kalim that do not have a tov, that are not made to hold things in them, are not makabel tumah. So therefore, since the funnel is opening both on the top and on the bottom, it's considered a kli that does not have a tov, and it's tar, it's not makabel tumah. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ashrecha kalim shenichnasas betumah v'yatsa betar. Rabbi Yosi said, how fortunate is Masechet Kalim that it started off by mentioning Tumah, and the first Mishnah started off Avos HaTumah, but it ended, Betar, it ended by mentioning the case of a glass funnel which is Tar. So therefore, how fortunate is Masechet Kalim that it started off Betumah but ended off Betar, and the Tiferes Yisrael speaks out that this is similar to a person. As one of the Avos HaTumah is Shichva Zer, and a person is created for Shichva Zer, so he enters the world, bituma. And ashrei a person, how fortunate is a person if he can leave the world, bitara, that is a person that voted in this world, that even though he entered it, bituma, his job is to leave it and to exit, bitara, ubakdusha. We have a case where two people or objects become tummy from a mace. Echa tummy tuma shiva. That the first object or person that came into direct contact with the mace itself would be tummy for 7 days, as he would be an avatuma. The mace itself is an aviyavosa tuma. And a person that comes into direct contact with the mace becomes an avatuma and is tummy for 7 days. While the second object or person that didn't come into direct contact with the mace itself, instead it came into contact with the person who touched the mace, that second object would not become tummy sheva, would not be an avatuma, would only be a regional tuma, so therefore it would only become tummy erev. It would only be tummy until nightfall. Shlosha tmei and b'mei. We have a different case where three objects or people became tummy from a mate. Shnayim tmei and tumah sheva. The echo tummy tumah zera. The first two become tummy sheva. Become tummy for 7 days. Even though the second of the two did not come into direct contact with the mate, it only came into contact with a different object that had come into contact with the mate. Even so, that second object is also tummy for 7 days, while the third object, which came into contact with the second of the three objects, would not become tummy for 7 days. Instead, it would become tummy erev. It would be tummy only until nightfall. Arba tmei and b'mase. They have a different case. That four objects or people became tummy from a mase. Shlosha tmei and tumah shiva. Be'echa tmei tumah erev. The first three objects that came into contact with each other, even though only the first of the three objects came into direct contact with the mase, all three objects are tummy for 7 days, while the fourth object is tummy error. The fourth object that have come into contact with the last of the above three objects that were tummy, Shiva. That fourth object would not be tummy Shiva. Instead, it would only be tummy until nightfall. Kesa Shnai. How do we explain the first case that is mentioned here in the Mishnah, where two became tummy from a maid? The first one is tummy Shiva, and the second one is tummy Eret. The Mishnah explains, Adam Hanogea b'maid, tummy Tuma Shiva. We're talking about where a person came into contact with a maid. That person, since he came into direct contact with a maid, he became an avad tuma in his tummy for 7 days. For Adam Hanogea bo, tummy Tuma Eret. And a second person that didn't come into direct contact with the maid, instead, he came into contact with the first person who's tummy Shiva. That second person is only tummy Eret, is only tummy until nightfall, as he only came into contact with an avad tuma, so therefore he becomes a rishon l'tuma and his tummy Eret. The Mefarshim speak out, though, that if the first person is still in contact with the maid, he's still touching the maid at the time the second person touches the first person, in that case, Mirabanan, the second person, would also become tummy Shiva. But the Mishnah is talking about a case where the first person who touched the mace is no longer in contact with the mace. Then, if a second person comes into contact with the first person, he would not be tummy Shiva. Instead, he would only be tummy until nightfall.